a potential game changer in the social investment fund story. Up to now, the police have not been drawn specifically on Charter NI. Not anymore. One of the most senior police officers in Northern Ireland has told The Nolan Show current members of the UDA are engaged in paramilitary activity, and those people, some of those people, are connected to Charter NI. This morning, Charter NI have said they are now urgently seeking a meeting with the police about these Nolan Show revelations. This is a potential game changer. What will the government do now? And the top police officer who has said this, Assistant Chief Constable Stephen Martin, has made it very clear what his thoughts are around this. Here's the exchange. We're going to play a wider interview with ACC Stephen Martin in a second or two, where he talks about paramilitary activity throughout Northern Ireland, what he intends to do about it, the money that he needs. But I want to play you an exchange with ACC Martin, which has created this breaking story this morning. I need to ask you about a specific person. You answer it how you will. This programme over many weeks has been describing Dee Stitt as a leader of the UDA. Would you dispute that?
Well, let me put it this way, Stephen. I did a spotlight programme earlier this year with your colleagues in the BBC, and I was asked about Charter. And I said that there are people involved in Charter who are connected to the UDA. There are other people who work for Charter are not connected to the UDA, and that remains the case. Charter, as an organisation, actually does very good work on the ground. They are working with young people to try and give them better employment aspirations, to challenge issues like racism. Charter, as an organisation, we have seen do good work on the ground, but clearly there are connections within that organisation to the UDA.
People who are still active in the UDA have connections to that organisation. Is that your assessment?
Well, it depends what you mean by the word active.
Not former paramilitaries, current paramilitaries is what I'm asking you. Are there current paramilitaries with connections to Charter NI?
Well, I would believe there are people with connections to Charter NI who are members of the UDA.
Current active members?
Well, current members. You know, the UDA as an organisation comprises all types of members. There will be people who have been members for a long time who keep their head down, have no active role in it, other than their members, and there will be people who are involved in crime at the other end. And there'll be a different blurring of membership in that spectrum.
And
but I am quite content to say that there are people connected to Charter who are connected to the UDA, yes. But I also tell you this, the Charter as a organisation does do good and meaningful work on the ground.
I get that. I get that, and I've seen, you know, we're currently trying to look at a programme where we will see the good work the Charter does, and certainly at first look it does some fantastic work, as do many other groups within the Social Investment Fund. Back to my question. It is the position of BBC Spotlight that the CEO of Charter NI, Dee Stitt, is an active member, a leader of the UDA. Would you dispute that?
Well, Stephen, I'm a senior police officer, and it's very, very difficult for me to talk about an individual person and on the airwaves to indicate that that person would be involved in criminal activity.
I'm asking you, would you dispute it? Would you dispute he's a leader of the UDA?
Stephen, I'm going to. You told me I could answer it the way I want to answer it, and I'm very careful when we talk about individuals. I'm quite clear that there are people connected to Charter who are connected to the UDA.
But when you say connected, okay, if you won't answer,
I've already told you that I believe there are people who are members of the UDA.
Active members. Are they active members of the UDA? There's a difference. By the way, it's illegal to be a member of the UDA in itself. Okay, but are there active members? Are there people in the UDA currently engaged in active paramilitary activity connected to Charter?
Stephen, that's a question that I don't feel it would be appropriate for me to answer.
Why?
Because I think that you quite clearly asked me about an individual. You're blurring the lines of moving off an individual, but whatever answer I give will be connected to an individual. And it is just, it would not be legally appropriate for me to discuss an individual.
Well, let me then help you. This question is nothing to do with DSTIP whatsoever. You've already told us that there are people in the UDA connected to Charter. Do you believe that any of those people connected to Charter who are currently in the UDA are engaged in active paramilitary activity?
I would believe certainly that there may be an individual or individuals connected to Charter who have certainly been recently active.
And recently being within the last year?
I would believe that to be the case.
And it was that last contribution from ACC Martin, which now means Charter NI as a board, are urgently seeking to speak to the police. I just want to read you the exact words of what's just been said in that last part of that exchange. When I said, do you believe that any of those people connected to Charter NI who are currently in the UDA are engaged in active paramilitary activity? I would certainly believe there are, said one of the most senior police officers in Northern Ireland. There may be an individual or individuals connected to Charter NI who have certainly been recently active. The SDLP MLA, Nicola Mallon. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Morning, Stephen.
This changes this story because many people up till now have been saying, look, this is the BBC and BBC Spotlight describing Mr. Stitt as a leader of UDA. To be clear, ACC Martin was not being drawn on whether he was or was not talking about Mr. Stitt. But this story has now changed this morning because now an assistant chief constable is saying people, active paramilitaries connected to Charter NI have been involved in recent paramilitary activity.
Well, certainly, Stephen, there have been many of us who have had very serious concerns about the connections between some individuals associated with Charter NI and paramilitary activity, namely in the guise of the UDA. This morning, we have had those concerns confirmed, and they have been confirmed independently by one of the most senior police officers in Northern Ireland. And we have to remember here, because this is the craziness of this situation. It's illegal to be a member of the UDA. And we have a senior PSNI officer telling us that there are people who are active paramilitaries who are connected to an organisation that has been and recently is in receipt of millions of pounds of public money. So I think, first of all, we need an urgent response from the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister. Certainly the First Minister needs to, with the utmost urgency.
We have asked the Executive Office, they look after the First and Deputy First Minister. We've asked the Executive Office for a reply. To be fair to him, they only got this from us this morning. We were working on it until late last night, and the Executive Office are trying to get us a reply.
And I hope it is forthcoming, and it needs to be forthcoming swiftly. I mean, several weeks ago, the SDLP called for a suspension of funding to Charter NI pending an independent review into the conduct of its CEO, but further than that, into the wider governance arrangements of the organisation. It's not to say, and I've been on record, that there are good people in Charter NI doing good work on the ground, but we had concerns, and that request for an independent review just fell on deaf ears when it came to the First and the Deputy First Minister. I am today reiterating that call, and I think that we need an independent review as a matter of urgency. The thing that's causing me grave concern in all of this, Stephen, is that we're having to drag this type of information out of the PSNI. We're having to drag it out bit by bit from our First and from our Deputy First Minister. We need, because of the severity of this, confirmed by the comments of ACC Martin, we need to have an independent review. And I don't think anybody has anything to fear from that. We need to have the truth and we need to get it out there.
The DP have just released a statement in which they've said, our position has been previously stated and remains the same. There is no place for paramilitary criminal activity within our society. Any allegation must be thoroughly investigated, and if evidence is found, individuals charged and brought to justice. We would encourage anyone with information to assist the police in their investigations. I would say this to the DUP this morning. This situation has changed. This story has changed. Up until now, it was the position of the BBC, not the that Mr. Stitt is a leader of the UDA, something that he denies. Now, park Mr. Stitt, because ACC Martin was not being drawn on whether he was talking about Mr. Stitt or not. But an assistant chief constable of this country has now told the Nolan Show that there are people connected to Charter NI engaged in active paramilitary activity, and Charter NI is getting public money. So are the DUP seriously saying that this situation remains the same? Question to the First Minister of this country. If an assistant chief constable can give a security assessment to this programme, can he also give it to our elected representatives? Seamus Close joining us now. We'll get your reaction to this breaking story this morning, 0330 80 55 55. Remember that later on in the programme, we're coming back to the renewable heating scheme story. Yesterday we had the whistleblower. Today we have a man who installs the boilers. And just wait till you hear what he's saying about that story. Seamus Close, your reaction to the Social Investment Fund Saga 25 in this story now.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes from bad to worse. But in many respects, you know, what the Assistant Chief Constable has said, although I have to question why he dances on a pin over those who would be actively involved in an illegal organisation. Membership of the organisation is a crime. So, you know, he goes on about blurring levels of membership. That is appalling. You know, the organisation is illegal.
Well, it's one thing knowing it, it's another thing proving it.
Stephen, yes, I know, we follow evidence and all the rest of it. Yeah, I know, we've heard all that. We've heard all that. But the people, as I've said before, on this programme to do with the SIF Fund and Charter NI, I've said it with regard to Carrickfergus, there's so much pussyfooting around rather than dealing with the problem. But if it can come now to the board of Charter NI...
Do you know what I need to do, Seamus? And sorry, because I do need to do this, OK? Charter NI did give us a statement as soon as they heard about this story. They scrambled a statement. So let me... I don't mean that in a pejorative way. They did their best to get us their reaction. So let me just read their statement in full, Seamus, and then, of course, you can react to that. Charter NI have told the Nolan Show the consistent position of the board of Charter NI is that we do not condone illegal or criminal activity of any kind. We reaffirm our support for any prosecution brought by the police of any person where there is evidence of involvement in illegal activity. The comments made by the Assistant Chief Constable come as a surprise to us, particularly as we have regular involvement with PSNI officers in a number of our projects, who have given no indication of concerns about current paramilitary activity by an individual or individuals connected with Charter NI. We will, as a board, now seek an urgent meeting with the PSNI to discuss the part of the ACC's interview that relates to Charter NI and take whatever action we deem necessary as a result of the information provided at that meeting. End of statement. So essentially, Seamus, what Charter NI are now doing is they're going to the police and they're saying, why didn't you tell us this before now, and tell us what you know?
Yeah, well, I've got to... My memory tells me back at the beginning of November, there was a statement also from the board of Charter NI when they told us how greatly concerned they were about the extract from the interview given by their chief executive officer.
What they did after that was they held an internal disciplinary process, and they gave D-State a final written warning.
Yes, he was off for a few weeks, and he got a final written warning, and the Charter NI proceeded then to be more serious in their attack upon the media for raising issues concerning Charter NI than they were dealing with the problem. And they told us at that time that they have been supporting, for example, their chief executive over the months in the face of unsubstantiated allegations. Now, if the Nolan Show and if the Assistant Chief Constable of the PSNI can come on your programme and give security briefings on individuals and on that organisation and tell us that those, some of those connected with Charter are active members or have recently been active members, then that investigation that was done by the board, there's got to be big questions over it. There's got to be big questions
over the whole... It's not just, and I'm not minimising, you know, membership of an illegal organisation, but the assistant chief constable went further than that. He said that there certainly is active paramilitary activity, not just membership, active paramilitary activity by people connected to Charter NI.
And I have got to believe, based on the previous statement from the board of Charter NI, that after their internal investigations, they couldn't find that out. I mean, what sort of an investigation was that when they knew exactly why and where the questions were being directed?
Well, to be fair to them,
the chief executive.
To be fair to them, if we take Charter NI at their word, that they've regular involvement with the police, and you know, and they've a relationship with the police, presumably they would have asked the police.
Well,
look, is there anything? Is there anything we need to look at here?
You know, you've got to ask questions over that. Did they, or what is this relationship?
Okay,
is it a cosy relationship?
You can,